All right, everybody, welcome back to another episode of The Sportsman. We've got Joey D, we've got myself, we got a throwback pod here because we got no Mikey V today. He's
he's a busy man this time of the year too, right? With all the stuff he's got going on. We're all busy. This is high tide, one might say, Tick.
I know. He's got the Brilliant Dumb Show, obviously. He's got the Alex Brown Show. He's got all his Only Subs business going on. And then he's got kids. He's still a family. Yeah. Still got kids.
He'll always have that.
So Joey D and I are going to do our best here today. Make sure you guys like, comment, subscribe to the YouTube, to the Instagram. Fire your questions in there on Instagram. And Mr. Anderson will give them to us, and we read those at the end of each show. So without further ado, Joey D, let's jump right into it. Let's get into some college. Actually, you want to know what? Let's start with me missing my flight yesterday and you making that flight. Why don't we start there, actually?
That was tough, man. I didn't ask you, did you have to wait for that valet bags? Is that what you had to wait for, or was it there?
That's what I kept saying, is that's what caused me to be so far behind you guys, was that, so we had a flight yesterday. We had a connection in Charlotte from Cincinnati, heading back to LA, and we were delayed on the tarmac before our flight left. We were delayed after we landed. We couldn't find a gate to get to. We had no time. We had to run to our next flight.
We probably had less than 15 minutes.
Less than 15 minutes. And the thing, in the terminal, it said, we had to run across the airport to Terminal B. We were in E. It gives you the estimated time. It said we're 20 minutes away. And we had 15 minutes.
I didn't realize that we were that far out. And then when I realized we were at the back of the E gate, and I started going, and I was like, oh my God, we got to get to the beginning of B. I legit almost just stopped running a couple times, thinking there's no point. I'm going to run all this way and I'm not going to get anywhere, and I'm going to get to the gate and it's going to be closed. And then I would have a second wind of confidence that somehow I would be able to make it. I didn't even see Bob. Now Bob was, we might as well say, for all intents and purposes, sitting on the first row of the plane, on the first seat. So I was I think I was the eighth or ninth seat. So it was a small plane. But that being said, Bob, I didn't see Bob at all. I didn't know where he was. I didn't know what he was like. I had no idea where he was. So I was kind of just going on my own pace. And then I would start running. And then did you realize that two or three of those moving walkways were dead?
Yes.
Did you see that?
I did.
That banged me, dude. I went out of my way to go down those moving walkways, because when you start running down those things, you really start to haul ass. And two or three of them were dead. And I was like, oh my God. And there's people just slowly sauntering. Yeah. I almost bodied a couple people to get there. And then when I got to the gate, I looked and I was so dejected, because it said gate closed, boarding finished. But luckily for me, there was a lady still there and a guy. And I was running, and they're going to LA. And I was I guess they realized the other flight was delayed. So they just literally opened the door and let me go in. And then I realized
the door was closed when you got there and they opened it up for you.
Well, it was not closed, but it said boarding closed.
Closed. Yeah.
And the guy was getting ready to shut everything down. And he just kind of moved aside and let me run in.
So I must have been 30 seconds behind you, because when I got there, and I also have a hunch. So Bob got there way before us, because he also didn't have any carry-ons. He had a small backpack.
He had I had two carry-ons.
Yeah, I had the rolly bag. So I was running through the thing with the rolly bag, and I first had to wait for it. It was checked at the gate. I had to wait for it. That also set me back. But I ran all the way there. I think I was only 30 seconds behind, maybe 60 seconds behind you. And I got there, and I was drenched in sweat. And it said, the TV screen said closed, flight closed. And then there was no one standing there. I couldn't even plead with anybody.
They must have just left, because once they saw me, as soon as they saw me coming, they knew. And they didn't even question.
They got the fuck out of there. They didn't want to deal with any unhappy customers.
Well, it wasn't their fault. It wasn't their fault, but they got out of there. And they literally said, they're like, you got here with 30 seconds to spare. And I was like, oh my God. And then I started walking down the runway, and I was had this sense of relief that I was I was good. I was golden. And then I looked back and I was like, oh no, the tick. And I was like, they banged him.
I was furious for about 15. Once I stopped sweating, once I calmed down and the sweating stopped and I got my next flight, which was about 5 hours later, I was fine. I calmed down pretty good. But I was livid there. And as I was running through the thing, Bob was already sitting on the plane. He was texting at the group chat, like updates, like you got 5 minutes, tick, dig. And I was just hauling with my rolly bag, you know, and I missed it. But
Bob goes, if that was tick a year ago, he would have made it. I'm like, Bob.
Did he say that?
I'm like, Bob, give the guy a break. He's already just gotten banged. And he's like, well, he's just carrying a little more weight around now than he used to. And I was like, he also was like 10 rows behind you and had to wait. How long did you wait to get that valet bag?
I waited a good 10 minutes for that thing.
Oh, see, that's a bang job.
That banged me. I mean, whatever. It banged me. But I mean, we've got the speed golf at Bob Does Sports episode coming out on Monday. You can see exactly how slow I run these days. So that'll give you a good idea of how I was running through that airport. But anyway, we all made it back. We're here.
You got to watch the Lions in the airport. That must've been kind of fun.
Well, so I was banged because I was, when I landed in LA, the game was starting. So I just went to a restaurant and watched the first half there, got a burger and watched it there. And everyone's like, oh, where are you heading? I was like, I'm home. I'm fucking home. I mean, and then I was watching on my phone in the Uber and, but we'll get into that game. Yeah, so we've got, let's talk college football real quick. We can talk obviously what's coming up tomorrow, but let's talk about Colorado. Let's talk about Deion Sanders. Let's talk about primetime. What do you think of that game? And what do you think of that team for this year, Joey D?
That Hunter kid, that kid is unbelievable.
Yeah.
And now I got to tell you what, I don't know if Sanders' son is going to continue. What is it? Shiloh Sanders is his name?
Shador
Sanders. I don't know if he's going to keep it up, but he had something to prove. Apparently, did you hear the backdrop story of how he went and like the offensive coordinator, I guess, for TCU, they didn't even give him the time of day when he went to go, like, I don't know if he went to try out or went out to work out with them. So he had like this fire in his gut that he was going to torch them. I'll tell you what, it was a feel good story. Colorado ain't going to keep it up, man. It's going to be like the Titanic where they set sail, everybody's, you know, excited, and they're going to hit a point where they're just going to crash and burn. But I will say kudos to Deion for getting those boys hyped up, for putting a program that was in shambles into a place where they were able to beat a team that was in the national championship last year. Obviously, they don't have Duggan. They don't have their wide receiver who was a stud last year. They missed a ton of players now this year. It's a new team. But still, to go in there and to do what they did, that was pretty impressive, especially as I think they were like 3 touchdown dogs to go in and win outright. That's pretty unbelievable. I don't know if they're going to – who do they play this week?
So I'll run you through the schedule. They're playing Nebraska tomorrow.
No, they should win. I don't think Nebraska has had better days in football. There's a lot of cool things to see this year. This for week one for college football. On another note, Clemson to me looks like maybe the worst ranked team I have ever watched in my entire life. That team is in shambles. Deebo Sweeney is, for all intents and purposes, done in my books. Yaman was going off on them. Also, too, Ohio State barely won this week. There's a couple games that just really – Florida State, to me, looked unbelievable. That Jordan Travis kid looks fucking incredible. Game of the week this week is going to be Texas-Alabama. They play at 4 p.m. Pacific time. I think that's going to be a real solid game. It's nice, man. College football being back. NFL last night. I feel like we're back, man.
Oh, we're back. We're back.
After a long term of hibernation, and which is why I really wanted Mikey V to be on this pod. And we tried, but he's got a lot going on. We all have a lot going on, a lot of travel. And, you know, but it's going to start the sportsman. This is where we really start to ramp shit up.
That's right.
You got to think, like, we've been doing pretty well, I think. And we've been into, like, the Hunger Games of the fucking like sports world for the last 2 months. It's been football's done, basketball was done, hockey was done. You're just sitting there in a wasteland of baseball, and we still managed to do okay. Now is when the bread and butter of the sportsman really come to town.
That's right. Dude, you know we're fucking back when you see all those old group chats that were dead just come back to life for the game. Like, yeah, last night, dude, all those group chats came back. That was so fucking fun. Just like going back and forth on that group chat. That was a lot of fun. But yeah, to bring it back to Colorado, I think they're a decent team. I think the next few years, they certainly are going to be a premier school. I think if they have a win, like a good season this year, they're going to get that many more recruits. A lot of people want to play for prime time. So this might not be their year, although I think it'll be pretty good. They are a team to watch in the future, but my takeaway is this. I don't like Deion Sanders. He's
too, a bit full of himself, man.
He is too much, man, with the fucking hat. It was cool at first. Jackson State was fun. He is way, like, it,
what, well, remember Jackson State, he was coming out in the freaking, like, four-wheeler. Yeah. I mean, he's a bit much, but he's always been like that, Tick. Even when he played for the Niners, when he played for the Cowboys, he'd come out with those huge bandanas on and the chains and, like, it's kind of his persona. It's not for everyone, that's for sure. And a lot of people are going to be rooting against him. He's either going to continue to prove the naysayers wrong and keep, like, this epic streak alive, or he's going to just slowly start to decline, you know, and then it's going to, the whole shtick might be a bit much.
There was a humbleness to him, I think, when he first got to Jackson State. And then when he saw just the media coverage he was getting, his ego started getting inflated again. And now all these press conferences, he's saying, you believe yet? You believe? It's just like, come on, man.
And but now everybody's right. He's always been that way on Instagram. Like, people who never even watched a Colorado game are sharing his motivational speeches in the locker room and saying, go Buffaloes. It's like, you're not a Colorado fan. You're just drinking the Kool-Aid, man. That's what sports and sports media does, is they just cram a narrative down your throat, and you either enjoy it or you don't, and it lasts for, you know, a certain period of time. But
he loves the fame, man. If you told him you can have a perfect season, Colorado will go whatever they play, like 12-0 or 13-0, and you'll be in the national championship game, but there won't be one article written about Deion Sanders, or you'll have a 500 season. You're not going to do that well, but every day there's a story about you and everyone's talking about you. He would take that. He would take that, I think.
But it's about the boys.
And it's about that fucking documentary he's making, by the way, too. He's all in on that, which is giving Colorado no money for, by the way. All the money's coming to him. He said that Colorado, them being in the documentary is enough for them. Like, that's what they get out of it. It's just crazy.
I forgot,
man.
He signed with Barstool Sports too. Like, this guy's everywhere.
Well, he's gone now, but he was for many years. He was on, like, the college football pick'em show, I think he would help out on, and he did his own show with Portnoy. Anyway, so let's run down the schedule here, because I think you're right. I think Nebraska they're going to beat. I think Colorado State they're going to wax.
Oh yeah.
And then they got Oregon. I think Oregon's going to wax that.
I think. Does Oregon still have that Bo? What the fuck's his name?
Bo Nix.
Bo Nix.
That's a great question. They do. Yeah. I think this is his.
That guy's been in
the
fucking college for, it seems like, forever.
I mean, he wasn't. Fuck. Now, God, we're going to get fucking.
Yeah, it's Bo Nix. It's Bo Nix.
Yeah. He's got to be a senior this year. I would think so. Anyway,
he's
but
23.
Yeah. He's a good player, though, and they're going to wax them, dude.
I would take Oregon over Colorado in that game.
Oh, yeah, dude. I would.
Who else do they have? Who else do they have?
That's a great question. I just had it. Where'd it go? Then they play USC right after that.
Oh, that's a waxing. That is a waxing. Caleb Williams going to run amok on that team.
They got kind of a tough schedule. So then they play ASU. They'll be fine there. Stanford. That'll be a sneaky tough game.
Stanford's not easy.
No, yeah. And then UCLA, they kind of suck this year. They should be fine with that. But then they got Oregon State.
Oregon State now with Ungolalelu.
DJ,
I can never pronounce that guy's name. Jet thinks it's the perfect fit.
I tell you what, man. They look like they were playing a high school game. They played like San Jose State or something.
They were
like
good
that.
Last year too, though, Tick. Oregon State was good last year.
They were. I mean, yeah, I think they got a good team. I don't think they're ranked 16 right now. I don't think they're 16 good, but I think they're 20, 22. We'll see. But regardless, that's going to be a tough game for Colorado. They got Arizona, Washington State, and then finish up the year with Utah. Utah's real good.
Well, if Cameron Rising's playing, they're real. I mean, even though their backup looked good too this last week, but Cameron Rising is the real deal.
Yeah, man. And you know what? If I'm Mikey V, I'm a little worried about that Ohio State team, to be honest with you.
They barely won this week.
It was a tough first half. It was bad.
I tell you this right now, and Mikey V ain't going to like to hear it. Michigan's going to wax them.
I think so, too. Michigan looks good. Michigan looks real good.
Michigan is a team that can make the championship this year. I really think so.
I'd be shocked if they don't make it. And John Harbaugh's out, for the first four games? But it seems like he's pretty heavily involved. I know it's illegal, but it kind of seems like he's involved.
He's a snaky guy, man.
He is. He's a snake. Snaky. All right, well, we can move on to NFL unless you've got, like, is there a pick that you really like that you can give the people? Is there a college game that you've been looking at that you really like? Or otherwise, we can just move on to NFL. I mean, I know you like that Texas game, but are you betting on it?
I don't know yet if I'm touching it yet, per se. I will say that I have a future on Florida State to win all everything. I have a future.
Oh, yeah, them. You mentioned that. Yeah, that's right.
So I'm going to be probably rolling with them a lot. And then let me see. I'm looking at the games here. Texas is 7-point dogs against Alabama. I might take Texas to cover.
Are they in Tuscaloosa or are they in Austin?
They're in Tuscaloosa.
Yeah. I mean,
this Quinn Ewers is the real deal, man.
That's what everyone's saying. I mean, I don't know. I got to see more from Texas. Big 12 against SEC never goes well.
The game that I was talking to a buddy of mine that he loves is Texas Tech this week against Oregon. They're at home. I think they're getting 6 points. If you don't have the cojones to go money line, I think the spread is a safe bet. Texas Tech.
What is the spread? Plus six?
Plus six at home against Oregon.
Yeah, I mean,
I'll give that game out.
Okay. Why not? Are you going to do plus six and on another bet as well? The money.
I would say anytime like that. You know what I like to do is I would like to, you know, you go more heavy on this. You go more heavy on the plus six, and then you could sprinkle the money line if you really like it.
Yeah, if you're feeling ballsy.
If you're feeling frisky.
If you like them sloppy.
As our friends at DraftKings say. But responsibly, folks.
That's right. Please always do. All right. Well, that's good. I mean, I got nothing. I'm a spectator. I'm not as heavy into college anymore as you are. I love the game. I just don't have the time anymore to follow all those fucking schools. I love it. I'll watch, but I ain't handing out any picks.
You wouldn't even watch the Texas game?
No, I said I'll watch. I'm a spectator. I'm not in it enough to know the betting scene of college right now. I just got too much on my plate, but. So I'm not going to get a pick, but
I would say the first couple of weeks are always difficult too in college football because you just don't know.
Yeah.
You know, you just don't know.
And I think Mikey V said this a few weeks ago or something, and I find it to be true too. College with the spreads is tough, man, because they can, you know, NFL always seems to be typically between 3 and 7, sometimes 10. You always kind of know what you're getting. It's a tougher thing to gauge, but college, man, a team can get blown out.
Touchdowns.
Oh, it's crazy. It's crazy. So you really got to be zoned in to be handicapping or betting fucking college. And I'm just not there right now, but I'll ride Joey D. I'll ride that plus six Texas Tech. I'll do that with you. All right, let's move on to NFL week one. Let's talk about the Lions and the Chiefs, and then we'll get into our predictions for, you know, division winners, MVPs, Super Bowls later in the show. But let's just start with that Thursday night game, man.
It was cool to watch NFL back, cool. Man. And, you know, like the thing is the Lions are probably the most hyped up team going into this year for a team that's really, you know, didn't make the playoffs last year. I think they started out 1-6 and then they kind of turned the Jets on. It's a team that's been trending upward for a while. I love Motor City Dan. I love everything that he's about. He's an old school kind of guy. He's a camaraderie team builder. He drinks, has these guys drinking the Kool-Aid. And it looks like their defense now is good enough after. Now, given Travis Kelce didn't play last night, Chris Jones on the defensive end didn't play. So a couple of massive players for the Chiefs. But that being said, the Lions, man, that defense looked pesky. They bent, but they didn't break the whole game. And I tell you what, Aiden Hutchinson, this guy's a problem. Yeah. And that Gardner Johnson.
I know, CJ Gardner Johnson.
You guys, like, that guy's unbelievable.
He was an Eagle, man. Eagle, we let him go.
I know. That guy looks like he's going to be – he doesn't look like he's slowing down anytime soon. That guy looks good. Unreal. So they got some pieces, man. Big pick six. I think the thing is, yesterday, they had games like that last year where they kind of hung around, but then they would lose. To see them that they just – it looked like – the chips were down. It looked like everything was against them and that they weren't going to come out on top. And then somehow they came out and won. And that's, like, to me, the definition of a team that is ready to win and that is ready to be successful. When you win games that you necessarily look like you're not going to, and you find a way to win it.
Yeah. Lions of the last 20 years would have found a way to lose that football game.
Without a doubt.
When they gave the ball back to Mahomes at the end of the game there, I was like, here come the Lions again. They will find a way. They're going to give it up. They're going to lose. They're going to lose this game.
And which, by the way, did you agree with that play call? Fourth and two from about the 50-yard line. I think at that point you just punt and try to pin them.
I think so, too. It was wild. It was,
and but they went in a shotgun. It's not even like they tried to run the ball. They went shotgun and had Goff try to make a throw. I was like, what are they
shotgun
doing?
With Jared Goff, man. That showed some faith in him, to be honest. Because in the beginning of that game, I felt, and I was texting you and Bob this, I felt that they were not letting him air the ball out much. They were not trusting him to make big throws. They didn't let him throw much past 7-10 yards. But that second half, they started letting him air it out. Like you mentioned to me, he made a couple big throws there in the second half.
The last drive that they had, not the last one, but the prior one, the one that we scored the touchdown.
Yeah.
He got nailed as it was like third and like, I don't know, third and long. It was like third and 14 or third and 16 or... And he made like a 20-yard pass to Reynolds. Mm-hmm. While he was getting hit, he stood in the pocket and he made the throw. And then he made another deep throw afterwards. Those two big throws, they showed a lot. And I think towards the end of the season last year, he showed a lot of grit and he showed a lot of confidence. It's got to be tough when you come from a team that was a Super Bowl, basically contending team. He leaves a team to go to the Lions, who at that point in time were just, you know, bottom feeders. And then gets replaced by Stafford, who goes on to win a Super Bowl with essentially the same team that Goff had the year before. That's got to be tough, but I think his confidence, I think, you know, Motor City Dan believes in him, and I think he manages the game just well enough that, you know, he hasn't turned the ball over. He hasn't had an interception in like 350-something pass attempts. So, like, that is huge because I think in years past, Goff used to be very reckless with the ball and turn it over and make mistakes. And he didn't do that last night. He did just enough to give them an opportunity to win. And, like, you know, if they had a better quarterback, would they be maybe a contending team for the Super Bowl? Perhaps. But I think with Goff, they got enough that they could definitely win that division. I was impressed with his grit.
There's a couple things going on. I mean, obviously, this Chiefs team, it's not, you know, there's no Tyreek Hill anymore. There's no Smith-Schuster and Travis Kelce was out. It's not the same offense, but it was a primetime game. It was a big highlighted game of the week. It was Thursday Night Football, Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, still a lot of good pieces on the defense. They still found a way to beat the Chiefs. It's not the same Chiefs that we've known to come and love, and we know that they just fucking, their offense is unbelievable. It's not the same team, but it is the Chiefs, and it is Patrick Mahomes, and it is Andy Reid, and that was impressive, I thought. Those Lions,
I mean, it has to be impressive.
Those Lions are stacked, man. I mean, I'm not a huge Jared Goff guy, but if you put a good quarterback on that team, like a really good quarterback, that's the best team in the league. Defense, offensive pieces.
Well, I think the Eagles are better than them.
Eagles are good too. Yeah, that's true. They're right there. They're in the mix. And you know what was very surprising last night was Jahmyr Gibbs only got like seven attempts.
Yeah, I don't understand. Like, Montgomery actually looked pretty solid, but like, you pick a running back in the first round, you think they're going to give him the rock, and he looked explosive a couple times. But they didn't.
And he caught
really.
He caught both passes they threw to him. He proved himself to be reliable, but they. I don't know if they just are you know, want to ease him into things or what.
Remember,
but Montgomery
Travis
was the guy.
Etienne when he was a rookie and the same kind of thing. I don't know if he was a high draft pick. He wasn't a first rounder, I don't think. But like, I remember like the first several weeks of the season, they kind of just Peterson kind of like didn't give him too many reps. They kind of just eased him into it.
They gave Fournette a lot of the reps. He was the guy. And then,
well, no, it wasn't even Fournette. Fournette was gone. It was he was in Tampa Bay. It was the guy that we picked up and that oh my God, it's gonna drive me nuts. Remember when we had high hopes? James Robinson.
Yes.
And he had a couple big games, and Etienne looked like he was kind of slowly starting off and wasn't getting a lot of the shares. And then by the middle of the season, towards the end of the season, it was the Travis Etienne show, man.
James Robinson didn't even play.
James Robinson was gone. I don't think that they're going to do that with Montgomery per se, but I think it's probably the same mentality where there's a lot of pressure for these young running backs coming first drafted overall. He's meeting with Barry Sanders. People are talking about him. They're probably just going to let him ease his way in, let Montgomery, who's a veteran savvy guy, who, you know, tote the rock, kind of do his thing early on. And then as the season progresses, I think you're going to see Jahmyr Gibbs really progress. I could be wrong because actually Montgomery did a lot with what they gave him actually ended up scoring a touchdown at the end there. But I think Gibbs, if you just put those two guys together, Gibbs is a much better running back than Montgomery.
That's what they say.
He's fast. He's got that explosive. He had that one play in the second half where it looked like he got tackled and he bounced off the tackle and did like a little pirouette and just flew over for another like 8 yards to get the first down. He looks good. And like you were saying too, once they get Williams back, they're going to have Amon-Ra, who looks like
a
bona fide stud. And then you have Williams, and then you have guy like Khalif Raymond and Reynolds. I mean, they got some pieces. Even that Laporta, that tight end they got, looks solid. So maybe the Lions are a team that's good, you know, or they just fall apart. Who knows? It was an entertaining first game.
This team's going to live and die by Jared Goff and whether he can continue to. He doesn't need to be Aaron Rodgers. I think the stat that you threw out there, whatever it was, he hasn't thrown an interception in however many pass attempts. If he can just manage games, if he can just not give the ball away, if he can just make these passes, trust your playmakers, they're a scary team. If he tries to start being Aaron Rodgers, which I don't think he will, but if he tries to start airing it out and be a hero – that's where the Lions are going to get in trouble, but their defense is going to keep them in a lot of games, even if that offense isn't moving. But last night they looked pretty good. So it was a great way to start the season. I'll tell you that. It was a great game. It was a great kickoff to the NFL season. But that being said, Joey D, let's get into some predictions. Let's run through each division.
We haven't done this in a while.
Yeah, it's been a minute. I was hoping that Mikey V would be here with us, but it's like a throwback. It's the old days. So let's get involved. We'll go through each division and you tell me, and I'll give you as well, who you think is going to come out on top. Okay. No, we're just going to go divisions.
Oh, divisions. Okay.
Give me division winners, and then we'll go to championship game winners, and then we'll go to Super Bowl picks, and then we'll go to MVPs. Let's just start with divisions. So let's go with the AFC East first. We got the Bills, the Dolphins, the Patriots, the Jets.
It's the hardest division in football to me.
Yeah.
I think it's the most well-rounded division. If Tua stays healthy, the Dolphins just brought in Jalen Ramsey. They got two of the best corners in the league. Scrappy defense. And then on top of that, they got – pieces everywhere, man. Like they got, I mean, arguably maybe the best wide receiving core, you know, 1-2 between Tyreek and Jalen Waddle. And then the Jets, man, adding Rodgers. This guy's going to be good, man. The Jets are going to be solid. They're saying that their defense is poised to have a massive year. And then the Bills are the Bills. So the Patriots are kind of like the last on the totem pole here. I'm going to say this is wild, but I love Josh Allen. I love the Bills, but I say the Jets are going to win this division this year.
Wow.
I'm drinking the Kool-Aid. I love Robert Saleh as a coach. I saw what they did last year. They got some pieces, man. They got some guys on that team, some dogs. Sauce Gardner. I like the Jets. I think that they win the division.
I'll go with the Jets as well, man. They remind me a little bit of the Lions that we were just talking about, stacked on offense, stacked on defense, and they actually do have a great quarterback in Aaron, and I think he's going to have a huge, not that he wasn't great last year, but I think he's going to be right back in that MVP race, man. I think he's going to have a huge, huge year. I think he's going to get back to those special plays. You know, he just makes those magic plays. He's good for like 2 to 3 of those a game, man. And I think he's going to get back to that because obviously, no offense to your Packers, but the offense was not. He's in a better situation this year with the pieces around him.
You look at their running back core too, between Dalvin Cook, yeah. And then, you know, even it doesn't sound like the sexiest players of all, but him having those guys like Lazard and Randall Cobb kind of as like security, he just knows and trusts. They're going to make some big first down catches and some big plays. And they're not going to be required to do everything, but like it kind of eases him into that offense. It makes him feel comfortable. They're a team to contend with. I think the Jets win. I think the Bills are right behind them, but I'm going to go Jets.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Jets too. And I think the Patriots are going to be better than last year too. And I think they're going to be the worst team in this division. I think they're actually going to take a step forward. Not a big one, but I think they're going to
be better. They dropped that Bailey Zappi. And listen, everybody said that Mac Jones was low on Belichick's totem pole, but apparently not, because Zappy's gone.
Did they get a backup yet? He's the only quarterback rostered on that team, I think.
I mean, they had to. I don't know. I haven't heard. Let me take a look here.
Ever since they waived, Zappy, and there was another guy who was on that team that they on the practice squad that they fucking let go too. So I don't know. But then the Bills,
Matt Corral from Ole Miss.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Wow. Well, good for. Wow. All right. So he's solid. We'll see. But anyway, they're going to be okay. I think the Dolphins are going to they're stacked as well, but I think Tua's going to get in some trouble here. He always does. I could see the Dolphins actually coming in last in this division.
Wow.
And the Patriots smarting their way, you know, Bill Belichick will find a way to win some games that he probably shouldn't. And I think, I mean, who knows? I think that the Dolphins might end up last. I mean, if Tua stays healthy, it'll be a different story, but I just don't think he will. And the Bills, friend of the program, Josh Allen, love him, but I just don't think.
There's a lot of pressure on the Bills. There's a lot of pressure on the Bills last year. And then this year, like their window is kind of, it's not closing, but it's kind of diminishing a little bit. Yeah. And they got to do something. They got to put up something. There's pressure there, man. And I love those guys, but there is pressure for sure.
On the AFC's tough, man. If Josh Allen was in the NFC, I think it'd be a much different story. But so speaking of, let's move on to the next division there. We got the AFC North. We got the Bengals, the Browns, the Steelers, and the Ravens. Who you liking there, Joey D?
I mean, I think most people would just naturally say the Bengals.
Yeah.
But I think the Ravens are going to be good this year. I think the Ravens, now that they've got Lamar back, they got, you know, they brought Odell Beckham in. I don't know how well he'll be, but I like Harbaugh. I hate Jim Harbaugh, but I love John Harbaugh. No, which one's which?
It's John. John is in.
I love John.
Yeah.
And I think he's a good coach. And I think that they got some pieces, man. As long as Lamar stays healthy, I'm going to go with the Ravens to win that division.
Oh, okay. I'm not as high on the Ravens as you are. I think they're definitely going to obviously be better. Is Bateman still on the team? He got hurt last year, so he should be healthy. J.K. Dobbins is back. He was hurt last year. He was supposed to be their guy, and he got hurt almost immediately, I think. So he's back. And like you said, Odell, I mean, I can't imagine that's going to hurt. It should only make
Mark
them a
Andrews.
Better.
Mark Andrews hopefully being healthy.
He needs a bounce back season. I mean, hopefully it's some of these pieces, Dobbins and Odell and Bateman, hopefully they open the field up for Andrews to be even better. Last year he had a tough year, but I think it's because he was so obviously the number one target. The defense just focused in on him, so it was a rough go for him. So hopefully the offense is a little bit more opened up with some of these pieces. He can get more involved again. Lamar's healthy. He's got a new contract. He's a happy guy now. But I agree Bengals. That they're going to be better. I think the Steelers are going to be sneaky good, man. Browns, Deshaun Watson, it seems like some of the heat that was on him is cooled down, so that should take some pressure off him. He's too talented not to have a better season than he did last year. I'm going to roll with the Bengals, though. I mean, Jamar Chase, Joe Burrow, how can you go? T. Higgins. And again, because they didn't perform as well. I mean, they had a good season, but they didn't make the Super Bowl again. Some of the they had such high expectations last season. I think some of the spotlights come off them a little bit, and I think that's going to help them. I think they're too talented not to make the team, make the playoffs and win
Joe
that
Burrow
division.
Joe Burrow just signed the biggest contract for any quarterback in the NFL yesterday evening.
Yep.
So they're locked in, man. They were locked into him. I mean, for understandably, you know, every reason possible, but it's going to be interesting, man. I think that's going to be another good division.
I think so too. I think, again, if the Steelers have gotten better, Kenny Pickett, friend of the program, I think they're going to be a decent team too. I could see them winning eight, nine games.
AFC's good, man. The AFC is good.
It's real good. It's real good. And that's what sucks about, you know, not picking our guy, Josh Allen, you know, but it's just such a tough division and everyone's leveling up and it seems like they're sort of standing still. But let's move on to AFC South. So Joey D took the Ravens and I take the Bengals for the North. AFC South, we got the Titans, the Colts, the Jags, and the Texans.
It's the Jags year. They showed last year that they're actually a good team and they only getting better, man. They added some good pieces. Calvin Ridley is back. I mean, Christian Kirk's probably going to be the number two receiver on that team. Yeah. Evan Ingram established himself as actually a pretty solid tight end last year towards the latter part of the season. He's got the confidence of Trevor Lawrence. Etienne is only going to get better. And Trevor Lawrence, listen, I've talked a lot of shit about Trevor Lawrence for a while. And I know he's your guy. And I know that I've bashed him, but you know, he's a good quarterback. And I.
He's a good quarterback, man. You got to say.
He's a good quarterback. I don't know if he's an MVP quarterback, but he's a good quarterback. He's probably going to get better as his confidence grows. They have a solid team there. And Doug Peterson, you know, he's whether you like him or not, he's a good coach and he knows how to manage teams. So I'm going to go with Jaguars in that division. I think it's not even particularly close. I think the Colts have a lot of, you know, new pieces that you don't really know what you're going to get. Anthony Richardson might be unbelievable. He might not. Is Taylor going to be with the team this year? Are they going to trade him? He's missed the first four games. So, you know, it's just, there's a lot of question marks there. Jim Irsay has been a disaster with them. The Texans are in total rebuild mode. They're not, I am not even going to touch them as a team. And then Tennessee, I mean, listen, they got DeAndre Hopkins, which is a big acquisition, but again, Tannehill, man, this guy is just, I don't think he's cut from the QB cloth that you need to be completely, you know, like an upper echelon team in the NFL. They still got Derrick Henry. They still got some good pieces. I love Mike Vrabel as a coach, but I think this is Jaguars division.
I would agree. I think this is probably the easiest division in the AFC to pick a winner. I think the Jags are just loaded with fucking talent. And I got to come around and say it too. I mean, I've always been low on Peterson. I don't, even with the Eagles Super Bowl, I like him. I think he's a good morale guy. I think he's one of those coaches that's everybody's friend, which I don't think is always a good thing, but it seems to be working with this younger Jaguar team. I like him. I do like what they're doing there. And it's almost hard for him to even fuck it up. They've just got so much talent there. Obviously, I'm a huge Trevor Lawrence guy. I think he's going to be in the MVP race this year, but we'll get to that later. And, you know, I'm excited for the Colts. I think Anthony Richardson is going to be a fun team, fun guy to watch.
He's got a lot of talent.
Him and Michael Pittman Jr. could do some. I'm excited to watch them, but I don't think they're doing anything special. Certainly not this year. I think they got a lot of things to figure out. I wouldn't see them winning more than 7-8 games. Probably more like 6 or 7 in the AFC. Titans are a disaster. I've been selling Tannehill for a long time.
Solid this year.
Stroud for the Texans. It'll be interesting to watch him work with Damian Pierce because I really do like that kid a lot. Mikey V had on his fantasy team last year and he crushed, man. He's such a good player. He'll be fun to watch with CJ Stroud, but I don't love CJ Stroud. I think he's obviously an upgrade from what they had last year. They stunk, but I was never terribly impressed watching him at Ohio State.
He played great last year in that championship.
But they just have so much talent. I feel like,
championship game. Sorry, that playoff game that they had where they ended up losing. Yeah. He did everything he could to help them win that game. They got actually some sneaky pieces. Robert Woods, Dalton Schultz is their tight end now, but nothing that really, like, you know, Damian Pierce, Devin Singletary, nothing that really screams we're going to be a great
I
team.
Like Robert Woods, but he's not a number one guy. He's not. He's just not. I like him a lot. I think he was underutilized. Where was he? He was in San Diego, right? With the Chargers?
He was with the Rams.
Right, but before that, I think he started as a Charger, wasn't he? Oh, no, you're right. Yeah, he was a Ram. I'm so sorry. Yes, he was a Ram. And I always liked him there. I thought he was underutilized. I thought Stafford could have targeted him a little bit more. I like him. He's just not a number one guy, unfortunately.
It's easy, too, when you're – I mean, Robert Woods initially played with Buffalo is what you're thinking. He was with Buffalo for years, and then he was with the Rams. And then last year he had one season with the Titans where he really didn't do much.
Right.
But he had a couple really good seasons with the Rams when Cooper Kupp was healthy and thriving. And, I mean, you play against a guy like that, who gets blanketed coverage and it opens up, it's going to be really, you know, beneficial for you. But like, I think like, I agree. He's not a number one guy. Nico Collins is actually their number one receiver. Who that says it all. We'll keep it moving.
We'll keep it moving. All right. We're both taking the Jags there in the South. AFC West. We got the Broncos, the Raiders, the Chargers, and the Chiefs.
I mean, I think you got to take the Chiefs. I think the Chargers are going to be sneaky good this year, man. I think the Chargers, they have to do, they're like the Bills, but to a lesser extent, they have to start, they have to finally show that they are worth the hype. They got arguably one of the better young talents at quarterback. They're loaded with receivers everywhere with Keenan Allen and Mike Williams, and they even had a couple of young guys step up last year. Eckler is an elite running back, pass catcher out of the backfield. They have to step up, and then they got Bosa, and they got good solid players on. And what's the name of that safety they have? Who's what the hell's his name? Help me out here, Tick.
I don't know. Oh, Derwin James.
Darwin James Jr.
Yeah.
That's he's been an elite player for years. I don't know why his name escaped me, but they got pieces. Their coach baffles me with the decision making that it's on the algorithm. We're doing this, and it's banged them so many times. They have to have a good season this year, so I think they'll be sneaky good. But I do think Chiefs obviously lost last night, but you get Kelce back. Hopefully Chris Jones to get back out of this negotiation, you know, with his contract. I can't see the Chiefs not winning this division again. The Broncos, to me, everybody thinks this is their year. I heard the same shit last year. I don't believe it. I think Mr. Unlimited is very limited. And I don't think that the Raiders are going to – I mean, the Raiders, with now they got Jimmy Garoppolo – Derek Carr, Garoppolo, same shit, different pile. I just don't think that they're going to do much. I will take the Chiefs. I know it's the chalk play, but I would take the Chiefs. I think the Chargers have a good season.
I think the Chargers could do it this year. The only thing is they're a better team to me. I think they're a better team, but you already kind of mentioned it. Their coach, man. I like going for it on fourth down. I do like that a lot of it. I mean, not all the time, but he just does it too often and in their own Brandon Staley on their own side of the ball. He's going after 2-point conversion instead of getting one, you know, the PAT too often. And it's just, he's their problem. He is their problem. The team is good. He's just making all kinds of bad decisions based on, like you said, the algorithm and science and math. And he's just got to get a little bit more feel to him. And
you know what it's like, Tick?
Who's that?
He's like a ping pong player who always tries to win with an overhand smash winner.
Yeah, sometimes that's a good idea. Yeah.
Sometimes you just got to be like Bob and you just got to get the ball back on the volley.
That's
right. And then you pick and choose. Bob, if anybody's listening, Bob will never go for a winner. He will just sit there and volley until he makes you make the mistake and bang yourself, or he makes you make an unbelievable winner that he can't return. Mm-hmm. Staley's the guy who just wants to have that overhand smash to win the point every time, and you don't need that. You got to pick and choose when you're aggressive, especially in the NFL. You know, small mistakes like turning the ball and turnovers are so crucial. And will bang you so many times that I agree with you. He's got to be more selective in when he goes for fourth downs and when he makes these crazy decisions.
Yeah, it's also like Perez too in golf. It's like he'll make a birdie here and there, but he just makes very few mistakes. He's not going to bogey. He's going to par you to death. And if you're going to play against him and you're going to try to, you know, take a three wood and make the magic shot, get it on the green, try to birdie, he's probably going to catch you slip and he's probably going to beat you. And it's the same thing with these Chargers, man. Just like you said, just get the par, man. Just keep the volley going.
Stay out of your own way.
Stay out of your own goddamn way. So I'm torn between the Chiefs because the Chiefs are a reliable team. They do make the right decisions, but I just don't like their offense as much this year. I'll pick the Chargers. I'll pick the Chargers. I actually also like Garoppolo. I think the Raiders are going to be better than they were with Derek Carr. As long as he can stay healthy. And the Broncos, I think I said it earlier in the year, I think they're going to be one of the worst teams in the league. I think they suck. Remember we did that? Remember we went through their schedule and I had them winning like no more than like three or four games?
You did, yeah.
I still, maybe I was a little crazy. Maybe they'll win five. I don't like Russell Wilson. I don't like anything. Now, they do have a different coach. They got the guy, Sean Payton. You know, that should help. That Hackett guy.
Well, they trade a first rounder for him.
He stuck, that Hackett guy. So they'll be better.
Payne made sure that everybody knew he was maybe the worst coach of all time.
That's right. But I just don't like Russell Wilson in that offense, man. I just don't. So I'm going to take the Chargers. I think the Chiefs will be right there. I could be wrong. Could be the Chiefs. I'm going with the Chargers. That rounds out the AFC. Let's roll to the NFC. Not as competitive, but let's roll through. We'll do the NFC East. We got the Cowboys, the Giants, the Eagles, and the Commanders. Joey D?
The Eagles are winning this division. Let's call a spade a spade. Could have won the Super Bowl last year. Jalen Hurts. Yeah, some might say should have. Jalen Hurts, to me, is maybe one of the best, if not best, quarterback in the league right now. Guys playing with a ton of confidence. They got weapons everywhere. You know, Devonta Smith, AJ Brown, Goddard as their tight end. Now their running backs, they lost Miles Sanders, but you get DeAndre Swift and they got pieces everywhere and they're well coached. Defensive line and offensive line might be the
two unbelievable
best in football. I mean, it's ridiculous. So yeah. I think the Eagles are the pick. That being said, this division, with how bad the NFC is this year, this division could yield three playoff teams. I could see the Eagles winning the division and then the Cowboys and the Giants still securing wild card spots. The Giants with Daboll, He is another coach that has them trending upwards. Saquon has never looked better. He looks great. Now, Daniel Jones, the big question mark there. I get that. But their defense is scrappy. They're well coached. And they made the playoffs last year. And they beat the Vikings team that everybody thought they were going to roll over. And then the Cowboys, man. The Cowboys, again, their question mark to me is, you know, a coach that I used to have, McCarthy, I think he's on the downswing of his career. But they got good pieces. They got good players. Tony Pollard and CeeDee Lamb. And I mean, Dak is a big question mark as well, but I do think that they're a playoff potential team. So this is a pretty solid division overall. I just think you have to take the Eagles.
Yeah, it should be the Eagles. I'm nervous for the Eagles. I think all this talk about Jalen Hurts, he's in all these lists of the top two players or top three players in the entire league. It's just, there's so much expectation on him. I think they're going to be like the Bengals last year, who had just come off being in the Super Bowl. I think they're going to still be a good team. I don't think the Eagles are going to make the Super Bowl again, unfortunately. I hope they do. I fucking love them more than life itself. Let's get that out of the way. I love them, but I just, still, there's a lot of expectation. Now, what they do have going for them, I think their weakest spot is their secondary on defense. But that defensive line is so fucking good. I don't think we'll be needing to call many blitzes. So linebackers are going to – we're going to have a lot of coverage back there to kind of help out that weak secondary, I think. So they're going to be good. I'm picking them to win this division for sure.
Yeah, I think.
I just think there's too much – the spotlight's too bright on them. Nick Sirianni is – to me, still up in the air. Is he a good coach? Is he not a guy? This will be a big year to see how he coaches this team. The Giants, like you said, I like the Giants. I think they're going to come in second here. Danny Dimes makes some really special plays. He makes some real, but then he just makes some of the most boneheaded decisions you've ever seen. So he's sort of a liability, but Saquon looks good. They've bolstered that wide receiving core a little bit. I think they're going to be a good team. Cowboys are a wreck. I just don't. I think they'll win 8 games. I think they'll be close to a 500 team. I think they'll win one, they'll lose one. They'll win one, they'll lose one. And then the Commanders, they're rebuilding, man. They're figuring some shit out. They got some good pieces on defense. That Chase Young guy, man, he's one of the best defenders in football. He can stay healthy.
On offense too. Brian Robinson,
Scary
back,
Terry
McLaurin, even that Curtis Samuel is a pretty solid guy.
He's a good player.
And then they have Jahan Dotson, who was an awesome rookie last year. So they got some pieces, but again, quarterback.
Who is it? I don't even know who the fuck their quarterback is. Do you?
It's not Heinicke this year.
No. This is a bad look for us, for the sportsman right here, but we're busy.
Sam Howell.
That's right. Yeah. So it's his rookie season. We'll see if he can be a phenom. I mean, he was good at UNC. He was good there, but he never struck me as like, this guy's going to be the next great NFL quarterback.
No, they're going to struggle this year.
Yeah, they're going to struggle. They're definitely going to struggle. All right, so I'm going with the Eagles, and I don't think it'll be particularly close, but some teams on the up and up, and then the Cowboys, they got to figure something out. All right, the NFC North, the Lions, the Bears, the Packers, and the Vikings. Joey D.
Do you know that actually, like, I was reading a thing, and a bunch of analysts actually picked the Packers to win the division again?
What analysts?
Who's ESPN, this? There's 5 different analysts.
On ESPN? Not local Green Bay guys?
No. I'm trying to see if I can find those.
I mean, that's just a hot take. I don't even think they're going to come in second, no offense to you. But, I mean, Jordan Love has really got to be someone he hasn't been up to this point for them to win that division. I mean, Lions just beat the fucking Chiefs, for God's sake. And he, I mean... Are you looking up who fucking?
I'm trying to look for it.
Yeah, keep looking. I'm not sure it's real.
I think the Lions are the easiest pick to win this division. This division it could be actually pretty decent. It depends. Like the Bears and the Packers, if like Fields has another good year, the Bears could be sneaky good. And if Love plays all right, I think the Packers could be a contending wild card team. Vikings are going to be right back where they were last year. But Kirk Cousins, man, he is like a season MVP candidate. And then the playoffs come around and the guy shrinks to like the size of a thumbnail. He's just like, he just doesn't have it. I don't know. Gun to my head, I'm taking Lions to win the division.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's doing it. I certainly think they're the most talented team. I mean, I've said it on here numerous times. I'm big on the Bears. I think the Bears are really good. I could be a season early on that. They could really be good the next couple of years. But I think they're going to be good
this
year.
Lose week one.
I think they're going to win. I think they're going to win that game fairly. I think it's going to be one of those games where like the first half's very competitive. Yeah, I'll do that. You want straight up?
It's +1/-1. So essentially, Packers are +1, Bears are -1.
It's in Chicago, right?
It's in Chicago. So essentially, it's almost a pick 'em. I mean, because -1, I mean, it's, you know, like if you want to go based on the spread, I'll go Packers +1. But I think you just go straight up money line.
Okay. I'll take the Bears. You take the Packers, and we'll do
a lunch bet.
A week two lunch. So week one, we'll obviously split it because the game will have to be played. But then week two. I'll be at your place. We'll be at Bob's, and you buy me lunch because or I'll buy you lunch, I guess. But I don't see the Packers. I mean, is that a heart pick? Do you really think the Packers got a shot to win that game?
I think Jordan Love is gonna step up.
You're crazy, man, dude. You used to talk so much shit on Trevor Lawrence and Jordan Love, and you're coming around on both those guys, man. I can't believe.
I am a man who can admit when I'm wrong. I was wrong about Trevor Lawrence. Now, my take was that Trey Lance was going to be better than him, and he didn't get a fair shot. He got hurt the whole year. That being said, Trevor Lawrence put up a very good season, and I will – listen, I'm a man of integrity. I can admit when, you know, maybe I say something that doesn't come to fruition, and I'm wrong.
But you think Jordan Love is
– I never said that Jordan Love didn't have it. I said that
you did.
Yeah. I said the fact that the Packers took him and moved up with a first-round pick was insane to me. And if you look back, Rodgers won back-to-back MVP seasons when that happened. So to me, that was just, it was, instead of like adding an arsenal of talent in terms of wide receivers and players and a plethora of guys that could have helped us win a Super Bowl or get over that hump, they went and drafted a guy who they knew that was probably not going to play for 2-3 years. To me, that was asinine. Now, that being said, it's his time now. So I pray to God that he steps up and that he, I'm hearing early reports is that he looks pretty solid. So
okay.
I'm hoping that he can, now I'm going to put something right off there. I don't think he's going to be like a stud this year, but I do think he can win us a few games. And I do think the Packers could win 8 to 9 games this year.
It's a winning recipe as far as you're the only team. It used to be for so long that you would draft a quarterback and he wouldn't play for a while. He would sit behind a veteran, you know, and the last 10, 15 years, these rookies are starting right away. But the Packers are the only ones who still seem to be drafting a guy. Aaron Rodgers sat behind Brett Favre for, well, like 4 seasons, 3.5 seasons.
Yeah.
And then, and now Jordan Love just sat behind Aaron Rodgers, one of the best to ever do it. And hopefully, you got to imagine that could only benefit him. But I mean, from what I've seen, he looks okay. He didn't look like the most confident quarterback I've ever seen, but maybe that just takes reps and getting more games.
How many wins do you think the Packers get this year?
I mean, let me just quickly run through the schedule.
They have an easy schedule. Well, on the front left, yeah, like Vegas, on the forefront of looking at
Denver, Minnesota. I could see him winning 7-8 games. I mean, I could see him winning 8 games.
Dude, they start the season off Bears, which I think they're going to win. Wow. Then at Falcons, then at home, I think they could win that. Then at home against the Saints, that's probably a loss. Then at home against the Lions, we'll say that's a loss. So they're 2-2 there. Then at Vegas against the Raiders, I think they can win that. That's 3-2. Then at Broncos, say they lose that. That's 3-3. Then at home against the Vikings, say they lose that. 3-4. But then they play the Rams at home. I think they win. That's 4-4. Then they play in Steelers, and then they play the Chargers. Yeah, actually, that's a tough little. They got Steelers, Chargers, Lions, Chiefs,
yeah,
and then Giants. Yeah, that's tough. But then they finish. I mean, listen, they got to win some of these games. They got to show that they can do it. But I do think they can win 7, 8, maybe 9 games.
Yeah, I think they'll be like 7-10, or do they play 17 or 18 games now?
17 now.
17. 17. I think it'll be like 7-10, maybe 8-9. But that's a good jumping, starting off point. You know, you guys are essentially rebuilding. If you can win 7-8 games.
Expectations are not high for this team.
Yeah, I think that'd be a successful season. And you know, you'd get to see, it's really going to be interesting to see LaFleur, like what he can do without Aaron Rodgers. Is he a useless tit, as you've once called him, or can he actually coach a team without a superstar?
Do you think he was limited by Rodgers, like kind of calling his own shots and not really like letting LaFleur do his thing?
I think a little bit of that, but I think even more so, it was just so hard for him to fuck up with a superstar, one of the best quarterbacks to ever do it. So he made the playoffs every year, and obviously he's still gotten some hot water when he didn't give Aaron Rodgers the ball back. That was a huge, fumbled the bag huge there. But now he's got like, he's like a regular coach with a regular team, and that's where coaches should shine. You find out if you're a good or a bad coach, because you can take an okay team and get 9-10 wins. He's a good coach. Yeah. But if he ends up winning only 4 or 5 games, that's, I got to think he's on his way out. But so yeah, you got a lot of figuring out to do with that. I mean, are you coming around on him? You used to fucking hate that guy. Do you still, what do you think about LaFleur right now?
I don't think he's a bad coach. I just don't think he's a great coach.
Yeah. All right. That's fair. Yeah, so I'm taking the Lions. We're both taking the Lions. Bears are going to be pretty good. Vikings are taking a step back. Packers are going to be middle of the road here. But they do have Justin Jefferson on that Vikings
team.
Lions? Never fear that. Yeah, Lions. I'll take the Lions. Okay. NFC South, we got the Falcons, the Saints, the Bucks, and the Panthers.
It's a pretty shitty division, man. Pretty shitty.
Yeah.
I think you got to go Saints. I think you got to go Saints system. I mean, although, who knows, maybe Baker Mayfield finds some newfound magic and all of a sudden the Bucks somehow win. I just don't see it happening. I think you got to go Saints.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to watch the Falcons this year. They've got a weird offense with Ritter and Bijan Robinson. It'll be kind of interesting to see
Kyle Pitts, Drake London,
what they do with that offense. I could see them sneaking in. I mean, if the Saints underperform, I just don't like Derek Carr. I don't believe in him. I think he finds ways to lose football games. That's my only beef with the Saints. The Bucks, Bakers, he's Derek Carr on steroids with losing games.
Has he been named number one?
Baker? I mean, it's between him and Trask, I think, right? Kyle Trask, which I'm interested to see what Kyle Trask looks like. But then, and then the Panthers, I mean.
Yeah, the thing is, Baker, I think.
Bryce Young's in a tough spot there, man. He's in a tough situation. So I think you're right. I think Saints is the right pick. I could see the Falcons being sneaky unless Ritter really sucks. I'll go with the Saints. Let's just fuck it. Let's not overthink it. It's going to be the South. It's going to be the Saints in the South. All right. And the last division we got here, we got the NFC West. We got the Rams, the Cardinals, the 49ers, and the Seahawks. Joey D.
It's the Niners. Niners, don't think twice. Niners to me are probably after the Eagles. Even with Brock Purdy as your quarterback, I think they have so many good pieces between Ayuk and Kittle and Debo Samuel and Christian McCaffrey. I mean, that offense is loaded. It's stacked. I think the Niners. The Seahawks could be solid. Arizona's a mess. The Rams, they sold their souls to win a Super Bowl. Good for them, but they're a mess too. It's San Francisco.
Is Stafford healthy? Is he starting the season?
He's starting the season, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think the Rams
now, Stafford. Cooper Kupp has gotten hurt. Yeah, it's before they even start. I don't even think he's playing week one.
Well, he's just missing. Yeah, it's not like a season thing. It's just week one, right? I think he's going to miss.
Could be longer.
Yeah, it's 49ers. I think the Seahawks are getting better. It's just Geno Smith is the big problem there.
You believe in Geno?
I don't. I don't believe in Geno. I think he needs no expectation, and I think he played well enough to have a little expectation on his back this year, and I think it's going to eat him alive.
They actually have good receivers. Metcalf. They do. And then they have Metcalf, and then Jackson Smith and Jigba, and Tyler Lockett.
Yeah, he's still there, Lockett?
Yeah, and then Kenneth Walker's actually looked pretty solid last year. He came out of Michigan State as one of the top running backs. They have solid offense, pretty decent defense. Jamal Adams looked really good last year.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think the Seahawks could make a playoff spot.
They could. Yeah. I mean, it's a weak NFC. They absolutely could. It's all going to come down to Geno. I'm going to take the 49ers. And that rounds out our division picks and a brief little review of everything there. All right, let's jump into some of the big boys, man. Who do you think is going to make the championship in the championship game in the AFC? And who's going to win that and go on to the Super Bowl?
AFC championship. I'm going to go with the Jets and
I feel like I know who you're going to say.
This is tough, man, because there's so many teams that could do it. I'm going to go with the Jets and I picked the Ravens to win the division, but I almost think that the Bengals could still make the championship. I'm going to go with the Jets and the Bengals. And people are going to be like, this guy's an idiot because he didn't even take the Bengals to win the division. But the Bengals are sneaky as a wild card team, man. And they've done it before. I'm going to go Jets-Bengals.
Well, I thought for sure you were going Ravens. I thought for sure you were going
I thought way. About it. I thought about it.
I think it's going to be the Jets. I'm definitely taking the Jets.
I think the Bills might do something.
I was going to say it could be Jets Bills, but I think it's going to be, I'm going to go Jets Bengals too. That's where I was going to go. It's kind of the Jags are going to be there, man. The Jags are going to be involved.
I don't think the Chiefs are doing it this year, man. I don't think they are.
No, I think they'll lose.
You think the Jags are going to be involved?
I think the Jags are going to be involved, man. I think the Jags
always are so high on this team.
I love them. I love Trevor Lawrence. I love that whole fucking team, but I'm not crazy. I'm not going to pick them. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to take the Jets and I'm going to do what you did. I'm going to take the Bengals because I did have them win in that division. And I just don't think the Ravens are it. I don't know. I think it's going to be Jets Bengals. And I think who are you picking to win that game? Who do you think is going to the Super Bowl for the AFC?
Jets.
Yeah, the Jets.
I think they're the real deal. And Bob doesn't believe me. I think they're the real freaking deal.
I don't see what could go wrong. Like, I know they're the Jets. I know they always find ways. But there's, I mean, I guess injury. Other than injury, I don't. And maybe that's what Bob's worried about. But I think the Jets are loaded. And Saleh is, he's a great coach, man. What could go wrong? Plenty. Yeah, so we're both taking the Jets. I mean, what?
Plenty. It's the Jets, man.
But right, I think Aaron's the opposite of the Jets. I think Aaron's one of those guys that, like, good things seem to, he's got a bit of Bob in him. Good things seem to happen around him. But we're both taking the Jets out of the AFC and then the NFC Championship game. Who you got?
Niners. My gut says to say Eagles, but I.
So you definitely got the Niners in there. Wow.
I go Niners and Eagles.
Okay.
I don't count out those pesky Lions.
I know. I'm going to go Eagles and Lions. I'm gonna say wow, Eagles.
Wow. What a day Lions. That would be for the tick.
That'd be a great day. That'd be one of the best days I've had in my entire life.
You'd be winning no matter what. You'd be winning more if Eagles went. But if the Lions went, you'd still feel a sense of accomplishment.
I don't believe in Brock Purdy enough to think he's going to fucking get them to that game. I just don't. I like the kid. Maybe he can prove me wrong. I wouldn't hate it if he did, but I'm going to Eagles, Lions, and then I'm gonna pick the Lions to go to the Super Bowl. I'm gonna do it. I'm just gonna fucking do it. I'm thinking it's gonna be Lions Jets, man. I mean, could you imagine two of the historically worst teams both going to the Super Bowl? That'd be crazy.
That'd be wild. You'll look like Nostradamus if you pick that. I'm going to go the Niners. I'm going to go the Niners and I'm going to go Niners and Jets. And I'm going to pick the Niners to win the Super Bowl.
Wow. The Niners.
I'm not a big fan of the Niners. I just think that I hate the Niners, to be completely honest. I just think that they have a very good team. I think they've been there. I think if Purdy can get some confidence, they have so many good pieces and their defense is so good as well. And they're so well coached with Shanahan. I think the Niners could win the Super Bowl this year.
I mean, if the Niners make the Super Bowl, Shanahan's the best coach in the league. I mean, obviously, you're right. They have a lot of great pieces, but Samuel always finds a way to get hurt. I think he's going to miss at least six games this season. And Brock Purdy, man, I mean, that would be crazy. I just don't believe it. I'm not even going to go there. I think, and then you have the Niners winning the whole fucking thing. I'll take the Eagles to win it all. I know
you didn't have the Eagles going there. You said the Lions of the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. So that's crazy. I don't know what I'm thinking. I'm playing with my heart there. Cut that out. I'm going to look like a fight. I'm going to get roasted. Leave it in.
Mr. Anderson, you could cut that
out. Leave it in. Fuck it.
Took the Lions.
I was playing with my heart there. The Eagles came in.
And I think Goodell inserted them in the championship game, even though they didn't make it.
The Jets. I think the Jets are good. I really like the Jets. I think the Jets are the best.
Wow.
I don't see how it could go wrong. I just don't. I love the Jets. I love Aaron Rodgers. I love Aaron Rodgers.
It would be kind of bittersweet for me if Aaron went to the Jets the first year.
Wouldn't you love that?
I would like it. I'm saying bittersweet in the sense to see that this first year away from the Packers, he went and won the Super Bowl, knowing that it was just there for the taking for multiple years. NFC championships. I would be happy for him and I would not be upset, but it would just a part of me inside would just be like, damn, we really fucked this shit up.
I'd be like, didn't Tom Brady win his first season in Tampa Bay? He did. That'd be a shame. All right. And then let's do a quick MVP. Who do you think is going to be in that MVP race? And then we'll do a few viewer questions and then we'll get out of here.
MVP race. I think Josh Allen's going to make a push this year.
Okay.
And then I think Rodgers is going to be back.
Okay.
From the NFC, I would say Jalen Hurts is going to be up there. And then I would also say, I'm trying to think, maybe Justin Jefferson's in the mix.
That'd be crazy. That'd be wild if he.
I don't say he's going to make it, but if he puts on a season to the likes of what he did last year, and I think he's going to be better and you have him on your fantasy, he's going to be he's going to be unbelievable this year. He's going to have he could have like a Randy Moss Vikings like season this year.
Okay. All right. I'll go. I don't think it's Josh's year. I think it's going to be Aaron. I think Aaron might win it. I think Aaron might win it in the AFC. But I think Trevor Lawrence is going to be there. I think my guy Trev's going to be involved. And then I don't know. I'm sort of thinking that maybe Burrow might get involved there too. I like Burrow to stay there, but I'm going to go with Aaron winning it in the AFC. And then
you're all in on the Jets, man.
I'm all in on the Jets. Because I've always loved Aaron. I just thought that your team last year was just, I don't know, just the Packers have been a bit of a mess in my eyes for a bit. And I just love that situation in New York with the Jets. Hurts. McCaffrey.
Okay.
I'll go Jalen Hurts winning it. I know I'm skeptical. I know I'm worried. I know I'm nervous that the spotlight's too bright, but I just don't know who else I'm going to fucking pick. I like Jalen Hurts, man. I really do. All right, let's get to a few questions, unless you got a problem this week.
I think it's been a long episode. We could save some of my problems.
Okay. It has been a fucking while, dude. Yeah, we'll do problems next week. Let's do a few viewer questions here. CK Golf wants to know, how many beers is too many? He needs a number.
How many is too many?
Yeah.
Just for like an average day of just sitting on the couch and drinking beer. I think once you beat the threshold of six, once you go past six, nothing good can come from that.
It's a different kind of day. It's
basically once you hit, like even six is a lot, but once you go past that six, it's like, okay, we're looking for more than just a good time right now. We're looking more than just a refreshing beverage. I'm not a huge beer drinker too. So yeah, maybe some people might be like, oh, I could do six easy. But for me, if I start drinking more than six beers, I know I'm committing to having a day that like I didn't initially foresee.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a pretty good number. It depends on what you're doing. I mean, if let's just go based on a Sunday, you're watching NFL games, I imagine you're going to eat a lot of shit. So you're going to have a lot of food soaking up some beer in there. Hopefully, you're spreading those six over between the morning games, the afternoon games, and the night games. If you're having fun with your boys and you're all hanging out and you're all eating pizza and wings, I think there's nothing wrong with seven.
I think... Yeah, no, I'm not saying there's anything wrong.
With PBRs, Miller. I mean, you're not drinking IPAs.
Depends what you're drinking too, right? Yeah. Like if you're on the golf course and it's a fucking hot ass day and you're sweating bullets and you're drinking Coronas, yeah, you could do six probably pretty easily because you're going to be dehydrated. They go down smooth. I'm saying if you're sitting down, not doing anything on the couch and just watching a football game and you put back six in a game, that is... Yeah. That's going to start to creep up on you. At least me.
Yeah. But I think if you've been doing it all day and in the night game comes around.
Yeah, okay.
You hear,
there's different stuff. I'm saying
you hear Al Michaels' voice. If you're on your seventh beer, it's okay. But yeah, one game. Oh, one game, you probably shouldn't have more than three.
A lot of people would do probably five, six, no problem in one game.
Yeah, if you're drinking those PBRs, it's like water. So, yeah, I'm going to go for the whole day. I'm going to go seven. As long as we're not talking about a Wednesday after work. Let's make that clear. Yeah, it's a Sunday. You're watching games.
It's a Wednesday after work. You got some reassessing.
Yeah. You're looking for more than a refreshing beverage, as you said. All right. Next question comes from Kevin. If you had 3 months to dedicate to becoming an Olympian, what sport would you take?
Javelin.
I was going to say shot put for you. So that's sort of the same kind of idea.
I don't think you need to be necessarily like super athletic to throw one of those spears in the air.
I'd love to see you fucking chuck a spear.
Probably kill myself. Probably throw it in my foot or something, like miss it and it just goes. I mean, listen, like you're running, you got this thing and you just got to release it. It's not like you got to jump over a ball bar or you got to sprint. Like, you know, I'm not saying that I would do good, but 3 months to learn how to throw a spear? Give me javelin.
I think it's a safe bet. I mean, yeah, you can't go with something like swimming or diving. You got to be doing that your whole life.
And not in field, not even long jump, no chance.
Yeah, not to say that you in your whole life, but I just think you got a better shot there. Let's see. Shot put. I'm going to go shot put. That's going to be...
Shot put's actually fucking heavy, though, dog. Have you ever held one of those things?
Yeah.
That's not easy. I'm not seeing javelin.
I'm not an Olympic athlete. Let's just get that out of the way.
you would have made that terminal otherwise.
Yeah. I shouldn't even be answering this question based on my running performance the other day in the fucking Charlotte airport. All right, let's move on here to Chris Hanna. Which odd sport would you like to see on ESPN The Ocho? An example would be cornhole, is what he provided there.
Yeah, I actually like watching cornhole. You ever watch darts?
Yeah, I like darts.
180! I actually love watching darts, and it's never on. So it might actually already be on ESPN, so maybe that's not a correct answer. Snicker, like you ever watch like pool, like nine ball pool?
Yeah,
billiards.
I think it's already on there though.
Damn, dude. So I gotta pick something like, what about hacky sack? Or no, I know that cheese rolling thing. I would get some laughs out of that. You ever see that?
No, what's that?
They do it in Europe. They take a big block of cheese on the side of the mountain and they throw it down the mountain. And these people have to sprint down without falling. And they start tumbling and just start rolling down the fucking mountainside. You got to look it up afterwards. Mr. Anderson, if you can find a clip to put in, it is one of the truly funny things. These people are like hightailing, like booking it down this steep downgrade mountain, trying to catch this wheel of cheese.
So you got to roll the cheese and then you got to chase it and catch it.
Somebody rolls it and you got to try to run behind it. And the first person down the mountain without like bailing wins. I got to show you this. You never seen this?
So you're not trying to catch the cheese.
Cheese wheel race is what it's called. Look at this mayhem.
Oh, there's the cheese.
Look at that, dude. People are absolutely... Look at the guy in the green. He's gone for a tumble.
He ran right into him.
Look at it. And the cheese just keeps going. And they'll show you... I hope they show that... the size of the... And there's people who line up to watch. Like, it's incredible. So, yeah,
where did
I would
you even find this?
Look at this. Bro, people line up to watch this. It's like a spectacle. I don't know where they do it, if it's in like Austria. That guy just got tackled.
Oh, God.
Dude, it's so good, man. And people actually like, that guy won. See, he won the cheese. You get a little like.
He won the cheese.
Bro, it's no joke, man. People get like tear ACLs. Look at this. Oh my God.
Where did you find this fucking sport?
If you start to tumble early on, you're done.
Oh, you're fucked. And you might be dead. Oh, God.
This guy's going for
a rot, dude. All right.
You got to watch it. It's so good.
I'll watch it. I can watch that all day.
Someone like Bob would get sheer enjoyment out of watching that. Oh, he loves watching people fall.
He loves farts and he loves people falling. Those are his two favorite things.
What was yours? What was your answer?
I mean, I'm never going to pick anything better than that. That was sensational. I can't. That's like hitting a drive after Perez hits a drive. But there's a game called Can Jam. It's a frisbee game. You try to get it in the fucking thing. It's stupid. We're moving on. Let's do one more. Here we go. From the Fringe. Did Bear Down ever get to cook Joey the famous pork chop?
No, I haven't tried it yet, but I am down to try it. He, like everything else, he widely acclaims himself as the notorious best pork chop cooker in all of the land, as he is in everything he does. Love Mikey V. Shout out to our guy. I'm actually interested in trying it. And I would go into it with an open mind. I wouldn't just bash it. Like, I would be open, and if it was good, I would say it was good. But
what's the whole point of it? Does he put, like, some special rub on it or something?
Don't fucking know, man. Yeah, ask him. I don't know. Maybe he serves it with some kind of apple chutney or something. Who knows? I don't know. Guy made it sound like he's notoriously known for making the world's best pork chop. Because I trashed the pork chop.
you ripped into his grill, and then the very next day he had like a brand new fucking grill, by the way.
Guy spent thousands of dollars on a new grill after I just ripped him a new one. Well, I wasn't ripping the grill. It was what he put on it. It looked like he was trying to do like a shish kebab or something. It just didn't. Maybe the picture didn't do it justice. I do know Mikey's pretty good on the grill, so I'm not going to trash him on it. But that one specific picture didn't look that much. So I said something, and all of a sudden he's got like a Weber 5000. Like, this thing looks like it was, you know, put together and assembled by the barbecue masters of all of Nashville. Thing looks like heavy duty, man. It's like a fucking Rolls Royce of barbecue pits.
Oh, all right. It's a good way to end. I can't believe I fucking picked the Eagles to win, and then I didn't even have them in the
I mean, that is one of the more bizarre.
I'm gonna get roasted. I'm gonna get cooked.
I'm gonna go Lions and Jets in the Super Bowl, and for my winner, picking the Eagles.
Listen, man, it's, you know, it's all right.
It's been a long week.
It's been a long fucking week. All right, everybody. It's been a long month, and we got Chicago coming up next week at some point, I think. And then after that, we're going to be
20th.
The 20th. And then we're going to be pretty much hunkered down. So we should not be missing or any episodes, or none should be coming out late. I think we're going to get on a nice stretch there where we can be pretty reliable for you folks. So thanks for sticking with us. Thanks a lot.
I know we've been all over the place with the release dates too, Tick.
Yeah, we have. So appreciate you guys sort of, you know, asking where the show is, keeping us honest, and then more importantly, watching the show, getting involved and sending your questions. If you would like to send in a question, make sure you like, comment, subscribe on the YouTube, on the Instagram. It's the Sportman Pod. It's the Sportsman Pod. Fire your questions in there. Mr. Anderson will siphon through them, and he will send them our way to answer at the end of each show. We appreciate you. We'll be back with Mikey V next week. As always, it's Joey D up top. It's Big Ticket down here, and we are the Sportsman. Till next week, folks.